感谢神，让我们在这星期六晚上能够聚在一起来敬拜神。
I thank God for allowing us together here to worship God tonight.
今晚上要跟各位一起来查考的圣经章节呢，是在马可福音。
The scripture that we are studying tonight is in Mark.
我们来请看马可福音的第二章。
Mark chapter 2.
马可福音的第二章。
Mark chapter 2.
这里记载一个瘫子的人得到医治。
It records here of a paralytic being healed.
我们从第一节开始来念。
If we read from verse 1.
这里说，过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里面，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲道。第三节。有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的，因为人多不得进前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了，拆了房顶，既拆通了，就把摊子连手躺卧的褥子都坠下去。耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说：“小子，你的罪赦了。”有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说：“这个人为什么这样说呢？他说前往的话了。”除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论，就说：“你们心里为什么这样讲论呢？”或对摊子说：“你的罪赦了。”或是说：“起来，拿着你的褥子行走，哪样容易呢？”但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对摊子说：“我吩咐你起来，拿着你的被子回家吧。”那人就起来，立刻拿着被子，当众人面前出去。以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说：“我们从来没有见过这样的事情。”啊，这个故事，我想我们从很小的时候就已经在教会里面听了好几次的这个故事了。
I'm sure we've heard of the story many times when we were young at church.
那这个故事对我们长大到底有什么教导
？So what kind of teaching does this have towards us?
这里记载，当人见到耶稣的时候，许多人呢。涌在耶稣的身边。
When a lot of people saw Jesus, they surrounded him.
他们要来听耶稣讲道。
They wanted to come to listen to Jesus speak.
当然，有许多人呢是来求耶稣医治的。
But a lot of them wanted Jesus to heal them.
最后，这个时候有一个人带着一个瘫子要来见耶稣。
At this time, there was a paralytic who wanted to come to see Jesus.
是用四个人抬来的。
He was carried by four people.
所以可见他的瘫子，他这个残废呢是相当的严重。
So we see here that this paralytic was very seriously paralyzed.
我们可以说他已经完全没有办法动了。
We can see that he could no longer move.
所以呢，四个人将他抬过来见耶稣。
So four people had to lift him up to see Jesus.
但是第四节说，因为人很多，所以没办法近前。
So it says in verse 4 that they could not come near him because of the crowd.
到最后呢，他们就将这个屋顶拆了。
So then they uncovered the roof.
所以我们如果再回到当时的场所来想象这个问题。
If we thought about the scenario in that day,
你会觉得有点奇怪。
You might find that it's quite strange.
通常你如果看到四个人抬一个摊子要来见耶稣，你应该会让路，不是吗？
Most of the times, if you see a paralytic being carried by four people, you will give way.
但是呢，这里呢却没有人让路。
But here the crowd did not give way.
很有可能是人挤到已经不能动了。
It could be possible that it was so crowded that people could no longer move.
所以，纵使你想要让路，也不可能。
Even though if you wanted to give way, you could not.
那另外一种可能呢，就是每个人呢都想要得到耶稣的医治。
Another possibility was that everyone wanted to be healed by Jesus.
所以没有人想要让路。
So nobody wanted to give way.
因为每个人都想要站到一个位置。
Because everyone wanted to have a place to stand.
他们以为说站到了位置以后呢，就容易得到耶稣的怜悯。
So they thought that if they had a place, then it would be easy for them to get healing by Jesus.
我相信这个四个人曾经拜托大家说，请让路，请让路。
I'm sure these four people would have asked.The crowd to give way.
但是没有人愿意。
But nobody was willing.
所以他们没有办法呢，就爬到屋顶上。
So they had no other way but to climb onto the roof.
将屋顶拆了。
And uncovered the roof.
问题是这个家又不是他们的家。
But this is not their house.
所以我就觉得说，这四个人也是不晓得没有征求这个主人同意。
So I often wonder why, how these people had the approval of the owner.
如果人家到你家家庭聚会
，If someone went to your house to have
service, 人多到最后要将人家的屋顶拆了。
If you have so many people coming to your house that you actually had to remove the roof,
你会怎么样来反应
？How would you react?
传道以后不要到我家来聚会了。
You might say, preacher, don't ever come to my house to have service again.
屋顶都拆掉了。
Look, my roof has disappeared.
你会让他拆屋顶吗
？Would you let them take out your roof?
但是呢，他们将屋顶拆了。
But they uncovered the roof.
所以在整个这个团体里面，我们看到各式各样的人物。
So in this crowd, we saw a lot of different kinds of people.
靠近耶稣的人
Those who were near to Jesus,
其实有相当不同的背景跟动机
There were many people of different backgrounds and different motives
里面有凑热闹的
There are some who came to enjoy the atmosphere
有些人呢是想要来吃饼的
Some were coming to receive blessing
有些人呢来吃饼干吃饼干哦
Some came to eat
那有些人呢 ，cake，
apple
哈，那个苹果西苹果 cake， 那那个有些人呢是真的要来听福音的。
There are some people who really want to listen to the gospel.
那我想呢，这个情况在各个时代都会有。
I'm sure that this kind of scenario would be present in every kind of age.
在使徒时代有一个非常出名的人。
In the apostolic era, there were very different people.
有一个人很出名啊。
There was someone who was very famous.
就是那西门啊，信耶稣的西门。他也信耶稣。
He also believed in Jesus.
他本来是行邪术的。
He was a sorcerer before.
但是他信了耶稣之后呢
？But after he believed in Christ.
他看到使徒按手，就有圣灵降下来。
He saw that when the apostles laid hands, then the Holy Spirit was given.
他虽然已经受洗了。
Even though he was baptized,
但是老习惯还是改不掉。
He could not change his bad habits.
他马上要拿钱要来买这个恩典。
So immediately he wanted to take out money to buy this kind of blessing.
说你，我这个钱给你，你那个能力给我。
So he said, "I'll give you money, and then you can give me the power."
我想这可以看出来神的教会跟人的教会的不一样。
We can see the difference between the church of God and the church of man.
人的教会很多的动作都需要钱。
The church of man requires money in many transactions.
我知道有些教会你去帮他祷告一次也是要钱的。
I see that in some churches when you pray for them, you require money.
我们上次从赖索托来的一位我们的朋友哦。
From Lesotho, we had our brethren visiting.
他就问过这个问题。
He asked this question.
啊，你这个要钱，那个要钱吗？啊。
He asked me if they needed to pay for certain things.
我说不需要的。
He said, "I told him that you do not need to pay."
我一个朋友也是在基督教界里面。
I also have a friend who's in Christianity.
他跟我讲说，他们教会的婚姻哈，这个婚礼呀，看你缴的钱多少。
He said that in a particular wedding, you need to pay a certain amount of money.
如果你钱缴得多呢，你这个婚礼呢场面就大。
He said that if you pay more money, then your wedding is greater.
你钱若缴的少呢，场面就小。
Then, if you pay less money, then your wedding celebration is smaller.
我第一次听，我相当的惊讶。
I was very surprised when I heard of this.
他跟我讲说，丧礼也是一样。
It is the same with funerals, he said.
我几乎是不敢相信的。
I dare not to believe.
一直到有一次，我家邻居的亲戚离开了这个世界。
Until I witnessed a friend of mine who passed away.
我去参加他们的丧礼。
And I participated in the funeral.
是一个法国人。
He was a Frenchman.
丧礼到一半哦。
Halfway through the funeral.
到一半的时候呢，他们开始那个拿一个篮子呢来募捐。
They took a basket around for people to offer money.
我真的吓了一跳啊。
I was quite shocked.
因为大家都还挺感伤的时候。
Just as when people are very sorrowful.
结果一个篮子到你面前来，你要掏钱出来。
All of a sudden, there's a basket in front of you, and then you need to take out your money.
那个感觉很不好。
It's not a nice feeling.
但是没有办法，我还是放了钱。
But I had no choice. I had to put some money.
这还不要紧。
It does not matter.
我讲的都是实话。
This is true.
在法国所发生的事情。
This is something that really happens in France.
我们在这边呢，继续只举行丧礼。
If we were having a funeral here,
在隔壁间哈，只有一个布帘围开而已哈。
Next door, separated by a veil.
那边他们就钱倒出来，哇，在算钱。
They were counting money right in the other room.
也是有这样的教会。
There's this kind of church.
所以靠近耶稣的各式各样人都有。
There are a lot of people who like to draw near to Jesus.
靠近耶稣的教会是各式各样的教会都有。
There are many different kinds of people in church.
有些人呢死不让步。
There are some people who do not give way.
因为他想要得到恩典。
Because they want to receive blessing.
所以他不愿意离开他的位置。
So they are not willing to depart from their
place. 但是有些人很愿意帮助别人。
There are some people who are very willing to help others.
你甚至将他家房子的屋顶拆了，他都没有关系。
If you tell them that you need to remove their roof, they won't. It won't matter to them.
我刚刚道理不晓得没讲清楚哈，我刚刚没讲清楚，你翻译一下。
It does not matter if you remove the roof of some people.
不是，我话刚刚有没有讲清楚？你翻译我这句话哈。
Did I explain this? Teaching very clearly.
因为你们年轻人都快要结婚了哈。
Because many of you are about to get married.
你们不要误会说啊，结婚的时候传道在暗示我说钱要缴多一点才能够有大场面。
I'm not saying that. The preacher says that you should pay more money in order to have a greater wedding.
我们教会结婚是不要钱的哈。
A wedding at church does not need money.
你不需要缴任何钱了。
You should not pay.
你如果能够在教会结婚呢，我们感谢神，已经感谢不住了。
If you are married within the Lord, we will be very, very thankful.
求神呢都能够带领你们到会堂来结婚。
I ask God to guide you into the church.
好，那么看回来这个故事。
If you look back to the story,
这个四个人跟这个摊子，我想应该是有亲戚关系的，是很好的朋友了哦。
I'm sure these four people and the paralytic were either very good friends or they were family.
或者是我们今天讲的是教会里面很好的弟兄姐妹们。
Or maybe they were brothers and sisters that were very had very good relationships.
这四个人很愿意来帮助这个瘫痪的人。
These four people were very willing to help this paralytic.
这个瘫痪的人，我们今天可以当作是一个软弱的地区，或是软弱的一个弟兄。
We can use this paralytic to symbolize.A weak member.
其实很多人你对他鼓励已经没有用了。
Sometimes when you encourage someone and it's of no use.
因为他已经不会动了。
Because they could not no longer move.
你这个时候一定要稍微推他一下。
At this point in time, you need to give them a little push.
你要稍微抬他一下。
And you need to lift them.
要不然他已经不会动了。
Otherwise, they won't be able to move.
你光是勉励是没有作用的。
If you just encourage, it's quite useless.
这个我们在工作当中可以遇到有不少这样的人。
We meet with these different kinds of people when we are doing holy work.
有些人他会很主动的为神工作。
There are some people who are very proactive when they are working for God.
但是有些人呢，你要不断的推他，他才会动一两步。
Some people you need to push them quite a few times before they are actually willing to work for God.
但是这些都没有什么关系。
But this does not matter.
重要的是，当你看到一个软弱的地区或是软弱的弟兄姐妹，你愿不愿意去帮助他？
The most important thing is if you witness, if you know of a weak area or a weak member, are you willing to go and help them?
那你要怎么去帮助他？
How should you help them?
当你要帮助的时候，
When you want to help them,
通常一个人力量是不够的。
Normally, the strength of one person is not enough.
一个人要救另外一个人很困难。
It is very hard for one person to save another.
所以我们需要两个以上的人。
So we need more than two people.
或是甚至三个人。
Or maybe three people.
所以传道书这样告诉我们。
In Ecclesiastes it says.
一个人很容易摔倒。
If you are one, you will fall easily.
而且很容易灰心。
And you will be discouraged very easily.
那如果两个人呢，就可以互相的扶持。
If you are two, then you can encourage each other.
那如果有三个人呢，这力量就大了。
But if there are three people, the strength is great.
那若有整体教会，这力量就更大。
If there's a whole church, then the strength is even greater.
那这里呢，有四个人来抬这个人。
So here we see four people lifting this paralytic.
其实通常要抬一个人哈、哦，差不多两个人就可以抬了了、哦、
Sometimes when you're lifting someone, you only need two people.
不是吗
？Is that not so?
我们看人家在抬猪哈、哦，那猪虽然很重，两个人都可以抬得动哦。
Sometimes when you see people lifting a pig, you only need two people.
那担架也是两个人就可以抬得动，不是吗？就是你生病的时候，人家的救护车来都是担架，说两个人在抬哦。
When the ambulance comes, normally two people lift the stretcher.
啊，我认识一个姐妹，她先生很高大。
I know of a sister who has had a very, very big husband.
我看她好像是大卫跟歌利亚一样。
When I look at him, I think of David and Goliath.
他跟我讲，有一次他先生呢半夜生病。
So she told me that during midnight, her husband got sick.
打电话去给救护车。
And then she phoned the ambulance.
哇，两个就跑来。
And there were two people coming to fetch.
看到他先生。
And when they saw the husband,
他说拜托拜托你自己走下来可以吗
？They asked him to please please walk by himself.
因为抬不动了。
Because they could not lift him.
太重了。
Because he was too heavy.
所以通常其实呢，一般的人两个人抬就可以了。
Normally you'd be able to lift up a person using two people.
但是如果有四个人抬
，But if there are four，
其实呢会更轻省，不是吗
？It would be better.
你会觉得说每个人发的力量不大。
You'll find that the effort that one uses is not that great.
所以当我们要拯救一个软弱的地区或是一个软弱的弟兄姐妹
，If you want to save a weak area or a weak member, then
越多人关心是越容易救起来。
Then if we have more people helping, then we will be able to save them easily.
当然，这些人呢要有一个方向要一致的。
Of course, these four people need to have a direction.
所以我们很感谢神啊，让我们在南非小组里面有两个呢非常爱主的弟兄跟执事在帮忙我们哦。
We thank God for our African missionary group. The three workers are very, very fervent in serving the Lord.
两个哦。
Two.
你看他们这样一直绕，一直绕，绕到最后呢，将整个活都绕起来了。他们到处点火，到处点火。
So they walk all over the world to pass on the light.
当然也因为你们有愿意的心。
It is also because you have a willing heart.
所以其实力量一结合起来会很大。
If you gather the strength together, the power is very great.
所以我们今天要去寻找哪些人需要帮忙，尤其在我们南非。
Then we need to identify who needs help.
哪些地区需要帮忙
？In which areas do we need to focus help?
其实这个花去你们会很少的时间。
This requires very little time from you.
但是你们却能够为神做一个很大的工作。
But then you'll be able to do a very good, great work.
能够投入的人越多越好。
The more people who participate, the greater the power.
能够将他救起来的机会越大。
And the possibility of saving this area will be greater.
所以这四个人呢，他很愿意的来帮助这个瘫痪的。
So these four people were very willing to come help the paralytic.
他们就将这个人带到耶稣的面前。
So they brought this paralytic before Jesus.
属灵的困难一定要带到耶稣的面前。
If you have a spiritual problem, you need to bring it before Jesus.
我们今天当然我们南非还没有这么流行了哈。
South Africa might not be as trendy.
我很担心我们教会现在呢，逐渐的太强调心理医生哈。
I'm very afraid for our church to have a trend of seeking psychiatrists.
我们今天有问题呢，会劝弟兄姐妹去看心理医生哦，不是劝他祷告，让你去看心理医生。
Sometimes in church, there are some people who advise our brethren to go and seek the advice of psychologists.
这个让我相当的忧虑。
This makes me quite worried.
其实神是我们最大能够安慰医治我们的人。
God is the one who could truly heal us.
当我们抬起一个人的时候。
When we lift someone,
没有错，我们可以介绍他一些好的东西。
We can help them.
介绍他一些好的东西啊。
We can give them quite a few good benefits.
但是最重要的是什么
？What is the most important?
一定要将他带到神的面前来。
As to bring them before God.
尤其带到耶稣的面前。
Especially before Jesus.
所以，但是我们今天有产生一个困扰。
We have a difficulty today.
耶稣又没有这个心理的文凭哦。
Jesus does not have a qualification about psychology.
他还没有这个医生的这个文凭呢。
And he does not have a degree in medicine.
他还没有做过生意。
And he has never done business.
所以我们对他的信心就没有那么的大了。
So we do not have great faith in him.
我们连去找一个呢做过生意的人来问他要怎么做生意啊。
We rather want to find someone who has done business to ask advice from him.
却忘记了将一切放到耶稣的面前来。
And so we have forgotten to give everything to Jesus.
我没有说去找这些人是错误的。
I do not say if you go seek the advice of these people.
但是你若只将他抬到那个地方，却没有抬到耶稣的面前来。
If you bring your problems before these people and not before Jesus,
你可能救了他肉体的困难。
Then you could only solve their physical problem.
或者是救了他的生意。
Or save their business.
但是你却没有办法救到他的灵命。
But you could not save their life.
甚至呢，让他离主更远。
And it will cause them to depart from God.
因为他们发觉到说，不要靠耶稣，一样可以做得很好。
So they might think, if they do not rely on God, they will still be successful.
所以当这四个人来到耶稣旁边的时候，
Once these four people came towards Jesus,
他们想要进到耶稣面前，
they wanted to come before Jesus.
但是那时候呢，却没有人愿意让步。
But at that time, no one wanted to give way.
我们来看一段圣经节。
Let's turn to a Bible verse.
在约翰福音，
In John,
约翰福音这里记载了一个神迹奇事。
There was a miracle recorded in John.
在第五章，
In verse, chapter 5.
第五章这一节说，那时候有个水池啊。
It records here that there was a pool.
那这个水池呢，听说呢，天使会定时下来将它摇动。
So it said that at that pool, angels would go down and stir up the water.
当水动的时候呢，什么人先下去，什么人就先得到医治。
So whoever stepped into the pool will be healed.
所以那个池子旁边有许多的人。
So there are a lot of people who are surrounding the pool.
那每个人呢，都在那边等。
So a lot of people were waiting there.
因为呢，每个人都要抢先下去。
Because everyone wanted to get in first.
这里呢，我们来看第四节所记载的。Let's
turn to verse 4.
第四节这里说，那时候呢，等他们等水动，有天使按时下来，让池子搅动。那水动的时候呢，谁先下去，无论什么样的病都得到医治了。
For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water, then whoever stepped in first after stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had.
第五节， 那里有一个人病了38年。
There was a certain man who was infirmed for 38 years.
耶稣看见他躺着了。
Jesus saw him lying there.
知道他病了许久了。
And knew that he was already being
就问他一句话。
In a long time. And he asked him.
这一句话是不用问的了。
He did not need to ask him.
因为说你要得医治吗？
Because he asked him, do you want to be made well?
当然了，要得医治， 要不然我怎么会来这里？
Of course he wanted to be healed. Why did he? Then why did he come here?
耶稣这么问是要让他能够看着耶稣。The
reason why Jesus asked him was so that he could look at him.
让他知道他是从哪里得到医治。So
that he would know where he received the healing.
那病人的回答让我很伤心。So
what the sick man answered made me quite sad.
他说，先生啊，水动的时候没有人把我放到池子里面了。He
said, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool.
等到我要下去的时候呢，已经有别人先我下去了。
But while I'm coming, another steps come down before me.
所以那个水池旁边是最有神迹的地方。
So next to the pool, you will see there are many miracles happening.
因为随时有神迹会出现。
Because at any moment in time,
你可以说是神的能力所在的地方。
It is a place where God's power is present.
但是同时你要看到一个现象。
But at the same time, you will see another case.
什么现象呢？
What kind of case do you see?
那个地方是最没有爱心的地方。
We also see that that place has the least love.
当水动的时候，
Once the water is stirred,
如果亲戚朋友在旁边的话，
If your friends and family are next to you,
为了不让别人先进去， 就像开车一样哦， 等一下， 不要给他下去， 让我的先生先下去。
So then you'll try and block the other people so that your husband would go in first.
这个很奇怪的现象。
This is a very strange scenario.
恩典这么大的地方， 就每个人都相当的自私。
So where there is a great blessing, there are a lot of people trying to snatch hold of it.
没有人说帮我们排队， 没有人。
There's no one who says that we should line up.
其实能够先跳下去的， 那个人的病已经是最轻的了。
Those people who are able to jump in, their illnesses are surely less severe.
因为他能够跳第一啊。
Because they can jump in first.
表示在众病人当中，他是比较强壮的一个。
It shows that they are the least ill in that crowd.
所以就是说这个故事也蛮好玩的。
This story is quite strange.
其实很可以描写一个教会的情形。
It can also describe the attitude in the church.
教会是大有神恩典的地方。
The church is a place where God blesses.
每个人来到这个地方是要得到神恩典的。
When everybody comes here, they want to receive God's blessing.
但是每个人都提防着对方的比我的恩典更大。
But everyone wants to get a greater blessing.
所以耶稣看得伤心了。
So Jesus is very sorrowful.
我不晓得你们做生意会不会有这样的心情啊。
I don't know if you have the same kind of attitude when you're doing business.
但是至少今天晚上来聚会，我所认识的应该不是这个样子的啊。
But I think if you come to service tonight, you should not be like that.
因为我知道你们都是互相的帮忙。
Because you help each other.
但是我们难免会遇到这样的弟兄姐妹。
But sometimes we will meet with these kind of brethren.
他不管怎么样都想要挡你的路。
No matter what, they will want to always block you.
他不愿意你靠近耶稣。
They don't want you to come to Jesus.
尤其不愿意你先他靠近耶稣。
And they don't want you to come before them.
那没有关系啊。
That's okay.
就让他去挡。
Let them block you.
因为耶稣也会来找我们的。
Because Jesus will come find you.
你躺在那边躺了38年，说不定的哈。
If you lie there for 38 years.
耶稣说你要得医治吗
？Then Jesus can come to you and ask you if you want to be healed.
你说是啊，我要得医治啊。
And if you tell him yes, I want to be healed.
只要耶稣愿意，你根本就不用跳到水里面就可以得到医治了。
If Jesus is willing, you'll be healed, and you don't have to jump into that pool.
这些人虽然不认这个摊子到耶稣面前来。
So these people did not want the paralytic to come before Jesus.
但是这四个人呢，却能够从屋顶将他放下来。
But these four people were able to take him down through the roof.
路是我们人走出来的。
We walk on our own paths.
这个路不是耶稣叫他们要爬屋顶的。
Jesus did not tell them to jump through the roof.
所以我们不要去等待神告诉我们说要怎么做，怎么做你才怎么做。
So we should not wait for Jesus to tell us how to do things in order to do things.
这句话听起来有点奇怪。
This sounds quite strange.
其实耶稣不会叫你说怎么做、怎么做、怎么做的。
Jesus won't tell you how to carry out tasks.
而是你要为了走到耶稣面前，想尽办法走到他面前，这样就对了。
You just need to find a method to walk before Jesus.
只要能够走到耶稣面前，这条路都是对的了。
As long as you can walk before Jesus, that method is right.
不管是顺的、逆的都没有关系。
Even if it's straight or diagonal, it's okay.
我这条路走不通。
Even if you cannot walk,
我就找另外一条路。
Then I'll find another path.
我就克服另外一个困难。
Then I'll overcome another difficulty.
这个才叫做信心。
This is what you call faith.
你若不克服困难的话。
If you cannot overcome this difficulty,
人怎么能够看出你的信心呢？
How will people see your faith?
如果这条路是每个人都可以走的道路，
If everyone can walk on this path of faith,
那这就不叫信心了。
This is not faith.
所以你看我们的聚会，
If you look at our services,
或是安息日的聚会，
or our Sabbath services,
这个都需要你拿出相当的信心来。
You need to take up quite a bit of faith.
好像需要拆屋顶一样，
Just like breaking down a roof.
所以当他们拆了屋顶了，
After they broke down the roof,
当他们将一切的困难都克服了。
After they overcame their difficulties.
第五节。
In verse 5.
耶稣看见他们的信心。
Jesus saw their faith.
耶稣看见了他们的信心。
Jesus saw their faith.
如果他们是从大马路就从门口这样直接走进来。
If they walked on a big road and entered.
如果他们一走到人都让路了。
And if everyone gave way.
他们很轻松来到耶稣面前。
Then they easily walked before Jesus.
我想耶稣看不出他们的信心来。
Then Jesus would not be able to see their faith.
他们也没有办法表现出他们的信心来。
And they won't be able to display their faith.
所以所谓的信心就是克服将你带到神面前的困难。
What is faith? It is when you overcome difficulties in order to reach Jesus.
让你能够来到神面前。
To come before Jesus.
你会有很多的事情会烦着你。
You will have a lot of worries surrounding you.
你若能够一个一个将它拆掉，
If you can cast them one by one away,
神就看出你的信心来。
Then God will see your faith.
当耶稣看出了你的信心，
If Jesus sees your faith,
再来就是祝福了。
Then he will bless you.
所以当这个摊子来到耶稣的面前，
When this paralytic came before
Jesus, 我想这四个应该满头大汗了。
I'm sure these four people were very sweaty.
可能在拆房子的时候有人被割伤了。
So during the process of taking down the roof, many people might have been injured.
但是等到他们将摊子放到耶稣面前的时候，
Once they brought the paralytic before Jesus,
他们想说, 这下子应该可以得到医治了。
Then they probably thought to themselves, now the paralytic could be healed.
这个四个人还在屋顶上,
So these four people were still on the roof.
我们就想象他们拆开一个四方形的,
let's imagine them breaking down a square roof.
然后用绳子慢慢这样放下去,
and one person in each corner letting down the roof.
等待的是什么?
So what are they waiting for?
等待耶稣说, 啊, 你得医治了。
They're waiting for Jesus to tell them that the paralytic has received healing.
不是吗?
Is that not so?
这样他们就说, 啊, 真是值得了,
then they'll think that it is worth it.
结果耶稣讲了一句话,
so Jesus said something.
你的罪得赦免了。
Said that your sins are forgiven.
他们晕倒啊。
They probably wanted to faint.
弄了半天得到一个罪的赦免。
After all this effort and trouble, they only had their sins forgiven.
如果要是我的话, 心脏哇从屋里上掉下来，哇怎么
？If it was me and I was standing on the roof, I'd be quite disappointed.
我是要来得医治的。I
wanted to come here to be healed.
你怎么告诉我说罪得到赦免
？Why did you tell me that I had my sins forgiven？
这个不是我等待的。This
is not what I was waiting for.
他们四个会不会很失望
？Were these four people disappointed？
那这个瘫子
？And this paralytic？
如果他耳朵没有聋的话
？If he was not deaf.
啊，你下来跟耶稣面对面看着。If
he was looking face to face with Jesus，
他想说这下子应该得到医治了。He
probably thought I could be healed now.
耶稣说啊，你的罪得到赦免了。And
Jesus told him, your sins are forgiven.
哇，他还是不能动。But
he still cannot move.
不是吗？Is
that not so?
他罪得到赦免，但是还是躺在那边了。His
sins were forgiven, but he was still lying there.
如果要我们来选择的话，If
we had to choose，
你要哪一个？
Which one would you choose?
我宁愿起来走路，还是宁愿罪得到赦免？
Would you rather choose to walk or choose to have your sins forgiven?
我们来到耶稣的面前， 我们来到主面前。
If we coming before God,
你所期待的是什么？
What do you ask for?
是生意更好呢？ 还是样样更顺利呢？
Do you wish for your business to be better or other things to be better?
还是愿意得到你的罪再次的被神洁净？
Or would you rather have your sins be forgiven again?
你想哪一个？
Which one would you rather have?
我们要不要举手？
Would you like to raise your hands?
所以我当时我在想说，他们四个一听说，啊，你的罪得到赦免了。So
when they heard when your sins are forgiven,
说不定有点失望哦。Maybe
they were a bit disappointed.
哎，不是要这个啊。Oh,
I do not want this.
抬到你面前要得医治的嘞。When
I brought this paralytic before you, I wanted him to be healed.
但是我相信他们四个很有信心。
But I trust that these four people had a great faith.
所以他们应该是得到一个更大的喜悦了。So
they probably were very joyful.
我是来求肉体得到医治。Even
though they went to get a physical healing.
结果呢，你赦免了我整个生命。But
then you healed my entire life.
这个收获是多么的大。It
was a great reward.
你会不会因为这样而欢喜？Would
you be joyful because of this?
就像你们开那么远的车子来到这个地方。
Just like when you drive a long way to come to church.
不管是塞车也好啦，或者警察挡路也好了，哈。It
does not matter if you get stuck in traffic or caught off by police.
你们要拆屋顶呢。You
still want to take off this roof.
为了什么
？What for？
为了要让这个地区能够火热起来。In
order to bring life to this place.
但是你回到家
，When you go home，
好像病也没有得到医治呢。It
feels like your sickness had not been healed.
生意也没有升级跳啊。
And your business does not improve greatly.
只得到什么?
What did you receive?
只得到神更喜悦你而已。
You only received God being more pleased with you.
但是神喜悦我，不见得说生意就会好啊。
I did not say if God is pleased with you, you will have a bigger or more prosperous business.
就像这个摊子。
Just like this paralytic.
罪得到赦免了。
When he had his sins forgiven.
他还是躺在那个地方。
He was still lying there.
但是我相信哈。
I believe.
圣经没有记载哈。
Bible does not record
我相信在屋顶上那四个人
I trust that the four people who are on the roof
他们会感觉到说哇怎么得到更大的恩典
They must have thought that they had received a great blessing
因为耶稣看见他们的信心
Because Jesus saw their faith
所以给他们最困难最大的恩典
And he gave them the greatest kind of blessing
只有这文士法利赛人
And the scribes and the Pharisees
他们在旁边一听怎么耶稣可以赦免人的罪
And they thought to themselves How could Jesus forgive sins?
因为只有神能够赦罪而已啊。
Only God can forgive sins.
耶稣知道他们想的是什么。
Jesus knew what they were thinking.
耶稣就对他们说了。
So Jesus told them.
说赦你的罪比较简单呢，还是说你起来走路比较简单？
He told them, is it easier to forgive sins or to tell a man that he could walk?
当然是起来走路对神来讲比较简单。
It is easier to tell a man to walk.
但是对人来说
But to a man,
好像起来走路比较困难一样。
It seems that to let a person walk is a much more difficult way, manner.
因为我们总将属灵的东西当作太过简单了。
We always simplify spiritual issues.
所以你看我们的生意跟我们的属灵生活。
If we compare our business and our spiritual life,
我们一定是花更多的时间在我们的生意上。
We probably spend more effort and time on our business.
我们花比较少的时间在我们的灵修上。
We spend less time on our spiritual life.
其实我们在做生意当中一样可以灵修的。
And when we're doing business, we can actually have spiritual nature.
我们甚至可以说，只有在你做生意当中，你才能够真正的灵修。
If you say that you can only have spiritual nature during your business time,
你如果关在一个房子里面做灵修
，If you are closed in a little room to have spiritual nature,
这种灵修是不会成功的。
You will not be successful in your spiritual life.
真正的灵修是在人群当中灵修。
The true success of spiritual nature is before other people.
当每个人都在用坏的手段来赚钱的时候
，When other people are using corrupt methods to earn money,
你却愿意用一个神喜悦的手段来赚钱。
But you use a method that God pleases in.
所以我们绝对可以将我们的灵修的时间拉长。
So then we can extend our spiritual nature.
超越过我们做生意的时间。
It will be extended beyond our business times.
因为我们在做生意当中，其实就是我们正在灵修当中。
When we're doing business, we're also practicing our spiritual nature.
但是对人来说
when we're talking about man,
常常是看得见的比较困难，看不见的比较简单。
Man thinks that those that you see is more difficult than what you don't see.
但是属灵上刚好相反。
It's the direct opposite in spiritual.
属灵上常常是那看不见的比较困难，看得见的比较容易。
In the spiritual life, spiritual realm, it is more difficult to grant us an invisible blessing than a physical blessing.
所以耶稣说，就叫这个人起来。
So Jesus told this paralytic to rise.
说你拿着你的被子回去吧。
Take up your bed and go back to your house.
结果这个人就起来了。
So immediately he rose.
然后呢，你看第十二节哈。
In verse 12.
那人就起来，立刻拿着被子当众人面前出去了。
And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out of the presence of them all.
这下走出去没有人挡路啊。
And at this time, no one blocked him.
他不需要再爬到屋顶上再换回去，不需要。
And he no longer would have to climb up to the roof.
他是一个人走出去，大家都让开了。
So as soon as he came out, people gave way.
人真是蛮好玩的哈。
People are quite funny.
所以我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们大家都很有心。
We all have faith.
我们今天有个摊贩的。
If we have a paralytic,
就是我哈，杨传道哈。
For example, me, Peter Yang.
再来呢，就是我们月宝的教会哈。
And then it is our Joburg Church.
我们这些摊贩的需要你们来抬哈。
You need to lift those paralytics.
不是说人摊贩，记住哈。
We are not saying that there's one person who's.
你不要有说那在月宝教会里面的这些人都摊贩的，不是哈。
We're not saying that the people in Joburg are paralyzed.
而是这个地方我们需要很多人来抬起来，这个圣工需要很多人来抬起来。
But we're saying that at this time we need a lot of people to lift up the holy work.
那今天呢，神也让你们来超过四个人。
So now people, God has allowed more than four people to come.
我希望你们都是凭着信心来的。
I hope that all of you came because of faith.
我是希望你们都是拆了屋顶来的。
I hope that you all came because you had to.Remove these roofs.
为了将我们的一切的苦情带到神的面前来。
And I hope that you bring before God your worries.
求神让我们再次能够起来走路。
So that we will be able to walk up before God.
我想主必定相当的喜悦。
I'm sure that God will be very pleased.
他会说你的罪得赦了。
He will say that your sins are forgiven.
不只赦了这地方的罪。
Not only are the sins forgiven in this place.
也将赦了你的罪。
He has also forgiven your sins.
因为爱能够遮掩许多的罪。
Because love can forgive all sins.
当你对一个地区、对一个人付出越多的爱
，If you expend a lot of love on a particular place or a particular person,
为了救他的关系
，In order to save them,
为了圣工的关系
，In order to carry out holy works,
在这同时呢，神也要赦免你许多的罪。
At that same time, God will forgive your sins.
因为神看见了。
Because God has seen.
看见了你们的信心。
He has seen your faith.
看见了你们的爱心。
He has seen your love.
看见了你们的同心。
And he has seen your unity.
看见你们不怕一切的困难来到神面前。
And he has seen that you are not afraid to come before God.
看见了你们以得到属灵的赦免而感觉到高兴。
And he has seen that you have received forgiveness of your sins, and as a result, you are happy.
既然主能够喜悦我们。
If God is pleased in us,
那去的呢就是太过简单的事情了。
And then, if we have to come before God, that issue is quite small.
求神祝福大家。
I pray to God to bless you.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
101首。
101.